It's Wednesday, August 21st, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The state issues Workforce Task Force recommendations for the healthcare industry. Menominee police are conducting training at Mayo Clinic today. UW President Jay Rothman proposes extending the tuition promise program, and Layman's Supper Club celebrated 90 years last Sunday. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Governor Tony Evers' Healthcare Workforce Task Force has recommendations to help address challenges facing the industry. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez said that those include ways to increase grant funding to employers.
There are grant programs that we would be able to administer that gives dollars to healthcare systems that are willing to do some innovative work to work on retention for their employees. That has been previously funded with ARPA dollars. And what we're suggesting is that we move forward with the budget and add that into the budget moving forward.
Other retention and recruitment efforts include adopting Medicaid expansion, increased rates for home and community-based services, and helping healthcare workers navigate insurance benefit options. The Menominee Police Department is conducting training today, and police say don't be alarmed if you see an increased presence at Mayo Clinic in Menominee. Police and EMS services are conducting two mass casualty training exercises behind the clinic. The exercises are not open to the public. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call warns that efforts akin to the Republican false elector scheme of 2020 would be subject to Department of Justice scrutiny. In an interview with Wisp Politics, Call said anyone behind such efforts would be held accountable.
We also are clear that if there are efforts to intimidate voters or to illegally threaten election officials, people need to be expect to be held accountable. And if there are efforts to overturn the results, we are prepared to defend them, as my administration did in 2020. And if people commit crimes in trying to do that, they need to expect to be held accountable as well.
Call's DOJ filed criminal charges against three people, Kenneth Chesro, James Trupas, and Michael Roman, who are alleged to have been involved in the false elector scheme. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman proposes an additional $855 million in state aid in his two-year budget. Rothman says his 2025-27 budget proposal would allow the UW system to shed its ranking of 43rd among 50 states in public funding and reach the national median. Rothman says it will take an additional $457 million annually to achieve that. Features of the proposed budget include extending the Wisconsin tuition program to students from families earning up to $71,000 annually, 5 and 3% general wage increases for faculty and staff, and emphasizing talent development. Rothman says he would not recommend tuition increases over the period covered by the biannual budget. Harley-Davidson says it's done with DEI. Bob Haig has a story.
In a Monday statement posted to X, the Milwaukee-based motorcycle manufacturer said it has had no DEI function since April of this year, has no hiring quotas, and no longer has supplier diversity goals. Harley said it will no longer participate in human rights campaign scoring and will strike socially motivated content from employee training materials. Harley's statement is the result of a campaign by a conservative activist and follows similar moves by Tractor Supply and John Deere. In its own statement, Human Rights Campaign said decisions to cut DEI send a clear signal to workers that their employees don't care about equality in the workplace. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sunday marked the 90th anniversary of Layman's Supper Club in Rice Lake. Owners Butch and Trudy Layman hosted an all-day party with complimentary food and drinks, live music, guest bartenders, and fireworks. Family, friends, guests, and past and current employees packed the event, sharing stories and their appreciation of the establishment, which has been a longtime staple of the community. Here's Butch Layman.
It was overwhelming, I think. It was just an amazing turnout, and it was such a humbling experience, and we couldn't have been happier. 90 years, it's just amazing.
And what does the future hold for the Supper Club?
Lord only knows. We're just given one day at a time, but we're closed on Monday and Tuesday, and we'll be back at it here on Wednesday. A great thank you for everyone out there, and we appreciate the town, the surrounding area, and the state of Wisconsin, and everybody has been so kind, and we're so thankful, and thank you for your loyal and continuing times that you spend with us. It's a great thing. We appreciate everybody.
The family-owned business started in 1934 with Butch and Trudy joining the partnership with his late parents in the 1970s. Four of the couple's five children, Claire, Paul, John, Michael, and Anna, remain active with the four-generation business. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.